Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board meeting on Tuesday, May 26, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I am the chair of the committee, and I will note that we have in attendance tonight Pacifica's new executive director, John Proffitt. Mr. Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Okay. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Barbara Whipperman. Okay, that's six. It is a quorum.
Okay, everybody. I sent out a draft and agenda just about 20 minutes before the meeting. I apologize for the tardiness on that. For the benefit of everyone who doesn't have their computer in front of them, it's minutes approval and then new business. Under new business, station-by-station fund drive updates from the treasurers, station-by-station budget preparation updates from the treasurers, and then I've pasted into our agenda two motions that are pending a vote at the PNB, that because they're finance-related, the committee may want to make recommendations on, and they're both for members of this committee. And they're lengthy, so I won't read them verbatim, but the first is a motion from Adriana regarding the budget review process at the local board level, and the second is a motion from Serene regarding crediting SCA income against central services. First I'll need a motion to approve the agenda, then I can take a proposed amendment or addition. Do I have a motion to approve it?
I
have a question.
Let's get a motion to approve it before we have discussion. Was that you, Adriana?
Adriana.
Great. Thanks, Adriana. And Michael, you said you have a question?
Yes. The finance-related motion is pending at the PNB. Are the sideband motion? Anything else?
LSB budget review motion.
Oh, the LSB budget review is a NFC motion. I didn't understand that. Okay.
No, it's not an NFC motion. Adriana proposed it directly to the PNB. I wanted to make sure the committee got a chance to weigh in if it wanted to.
Sure. What I'm asking is, it says finance. The third item on the business is finance-related motions pending at the PNB. So. Mm-hmm. That's a spend motion and that LSD motion?
Yes, they're both pasted under that bullet point.
Got it. Okay, fine. It just wasn't clear to me. I wasn't sure if that was... Okay, got it. Thank you.
Does anyone wish to propose any changes to this agenda? Hearing no amendments, does anyone object to this agenda?
Actually, this is Bill. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'd like to make an amendment, please. Sorry, I was muted.
Sure, go for it, Bill.
Can we give our new ED a little while to give a little update from the national office? And I'm especially curious if
there's
anything...
Do you want to a position on the agenda and the time limit?
Well, maybe 20 minutes. We may not need that long. I'm just particularly interested if there's anything we should know about that regarding national office, finances that might affect the station budgets, central services, if we might need to increase those or decrease or whatever. That would be helpful to know.
Bill, I need to consider a motion is a location on the agenda and a time limit. You can argue for it once we have a motion.
Okay. Well, after minutes approval, I suggest we have an ED report for 20 minutes.
Okay. That would be item 4, 20 minutes, an executive director report. And before we get too thick into it, let me ask John, do you have 20 minutes worth of material to report?
No, not really. I'm the new kid on the block still. I've got a few things to talk about, but briefly, it would be maybe 5 minutes at the most. I don't have the kind of detail that Bill is talking about.
Okay. Bill, do you want to change the time length you're proposing or leave it at 20?
Well, we can leave it at 20. We don't have to use the whole time. And
right.
Sure.
Okay. Any objections to this amendment to the agenda? What's your question, Paul?
Okay, I'm looking at the. I just got the minutes of the agenda up, and it goes 1, 2, 3, 6. So.
That's how we do accounting here at Pacifica.
Yeah, well, tragically. No comment. So I guess that this means that Bill is proposing a number 4, item number 4, and I have add update from the national office 20 minutes, and then I have executive director's report. Is this the same thing?
My understanding is it's the same
yes.
thing.
Okay,
yes.
So what do I call it, update from national office or update from the or executive director's report?
I guess you could call it ED report.
Okay.
Either way is okay with me.
Okay, 20 minutes. Item 4, ED report. Okay. I have it.
Okay. Is there any objection to making that addition to the agenda? Hearing no objection, that amendment is now approved. Are there any further changes to the agenda?
Could we make... Well, we have a 4. Can we just make one new business number 5 so that you know we all agree that it's going to be that?
If it makes you happy, we
well,
will.
Well, I mean, you know, somebody's going to look at it and say, what did they do? Where's their number 5?
They're keeping a secret, yes.
Well, that might be it, yes. It might be, I'll be accused of all sorts of things, I'm sure.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, so we'll put that in. Nobody's objecting to that. Sweet. All right.
I think somebody came on.
They are entitled to come on. And in fact, I encourage people not to announce their presence when they join, because it can often be disruptive. Any further amendments to the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved, and we're now on to the minutes of April 28th, 2015, which I believe our Paul posted earlier today. Do I have a motion to approve them?
So moved.
Michael Novick moves approval. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to those minutes? Hearing no changes, is there any objection to approving the minutes of April 28th? Hearing none, those minutes are now approved, and we are on to the ED report. So, John, lay your best 5 minutes on us. Yes, sir.
If somebody did come on, could they identify themselves so that our blog can identify, you know, add it to the...
Have we had any NFC members join the call since roll call?
Serene is here. Thanks.
Serene, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, just a couple of brief items. First of all, apropos of the conversation when I joined into the middle of earlier, we have hired a new temporary accountant, Lorraine Gordon, who's working with Efren, Angie, and Jacques, who's back in the office also. The big thing right now, of course, is the audit and maximum efforts being put towards that, and the extra accounting help in the office is going to be applied primarily to that. One specific task that Lorraine is also concentrating on is reconciliation of the various unit accounts, which apparently is somewhat behind and needs to be brought up to speed. That's a good description about Pacifica accounting, just in general. That a lot of paperwork, a lot of the data entry at the stations, especially vis-a-vis membership campaigns, is running behind. So we're trying to, as much as possible, work with the respective personnel at the stations and get that up to date as quickly as possible. Personnel committee and the PNB have assured me that the hire of a new CFO is very high on the agenda, and in fact, I may end up bringing in an interim CFO while this process goes on. That's one of the items that's high on my priority list right now. The absence of Raul is a problem. For your information, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but we had decided to extend a consultation contract to Raul in the interim that would keep him available to answer questions, telephone calls, and actually work with us in person as might be needed here at the national office. And that is in the process of being printed up and passed around for signatures. But to be able to have, be able to call on Raul is very helpful, especially given my newness in the organization as I try to learn and get my legs on the financial issues. Let's see. Tomorrow, the only other thing is tomorrow I have a meeting with the auditors who are coming over to introduce themselves to me. And I'll be sitting down with them to get an update from them on how the process for 2014 is coming along. So the questions that Bill had posed earlier are on my list of things to talk to them about, the status of the audit and the filing of the 990 and so forth. That's all going to be discussed.
Okay, we have 16 minutes remaining for questions. I'll take a stack.
Oh, Bill.
I've got Bill. Who else?
Michael.
Bill and Michael. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you, John. Again, welcome to Pacifica, and welcome to the National Finance Committee. Yeah, I'm glad you're having a meeting with the auditor. That sounds useful, and sounds like you're making progress on getting going on the preparations. Is there any idea yet how much work is to be done or when the FY14 audit might be able to start?
No. Although the optimism, and I think it's well-placed from Efren, is very reassuring. He has a good handle on this and is staying here working nights and weekends to move it along. So in that regard, I feel optimistic based on seeing the level of work going on. But as to an actual list of steps that we've gone through so far, I don't have that. I will have that after the meeting tomorrow, however.
Okay, and then Michael? I have another question, but go ahead and let Michael go.
Go ahead, Bill, please.
Well, okay. I had asked previously of Raul about major payables, and he did send us some lists that were mostly cash flow projections for the next few months. But one thing you left off was the expense for elections. Are there funds for that in the national office, or is that are we going to be able to pay for that?
There probably is, but I don't have that figure handy, I'm sorry to say. But I know that there have been some exchanges at the time when I first came on board between the two officials directly involved in the national elections and Margie, and I'm trying to get myself involved in the process too. But no, I don't have anything that I can quote at this point.
Okay, well thank
so
you.
So the only election expense that's announced. National expenses the national supervisors pay. Everything else is billed back to the stations.
Right.
Well, yeah, I didn't see it on the individual station accounts, though, either, in their cash flow projections. Maybe it's just because they didn't go far enough out, but the local election supervisor should be hired this month. Should have been hired March, May 1st, and I know they haven't been, but, I mean, that will be coming up soon.
Bill, I'm making some notes about your questions. I will get the answers for you.
Okay. I just want to make sure there's not surprises on cash flow because I know things are tight. And if you
Bill, there are always surprises. You know.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, I wanted to mention first in relation to Bill's question that I guess I'm on the election committee also. The NES has posted the openings for LESs to start July 1, I believe. So there's a little bit of a window there to make sure that the money is right behind them.
Did you say July 1st, Michael?
July 1st, yeah.
Thanks.
So I wanted to thank John for being on the call and to welcome him to Pacifica. My main concern, I think, is that there were quite a number of kind of serious advisories in the 2013 audit, and I'm hopeful that either the National Business Office or the National Management in general can maybe produce some kind of checkoff list on how some of those things are being dealt with.
Absolutely. You know. Mm-hmm. I have the management letter. It's pretty serious and pretty extensive. And mm-hmm. one of the goals that I discussed with Raul before he departed was addressing them one by one, step by step. So that's going to be slightly delayed, but it's absolutely on the top of my mm-hmm. list. In talking with the auditors, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate it. I think your idea of possibly having an interim CFO until the process of posting and hiring makes sense to me.
Because even with making it a priority, it's unpredictable as to how fast the PNB can move. And I've had this discussion extensively with Lydia so far, and she mm-hmm. absolutely agrees that this is a has got to move as fast as possible, but the qualifier is what does as possible mean?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So an interim it makes a lot of sense.
Thank you, Nancy.
Adriana?
Okay, I've got Adriana. Who else? Go ahead, Adriana.
Hi, Mr. Prophet.
Hi, Adriana.
I want to ask you, I know that when you have the meetings with your general managers at a weekly meeting, I want to know if they already tell you that the membership list and in every station is up to date, because normally it's one of the biggest problems that we had in all the past elections, and the same happened with the volunteers. I know that the NES is supposed to be working with that, and then the LES, but the ones that are mandated to keep it clean and update is up to date are the managers. Did you talk to the managers already about the issue?
I have, and there's actually been email exchanged from Joy, the NES, about this very issue, and one of the communications I have looked at just prior to my arrival on May 11th, she was saying that this was something that was moving along and moving along satisfactorily. Now I've not seen any further details, but apparently that is being addressed. The updating and checking of the to make sure that the membership lists are current.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anybody else to the staff for questions for the ED report? All right. If there's nobody else, we'll move on from this item to new business. First, we have up under that is the station-by-station fund drive updates. I'll start with KPFA, and we can go clockwise from there. We finished our fund drive on Friday, 10% short of goal. That's $58,000 in gross pledge. That's where we're at with the spillover online pledging that took place over the weekend up until this point. We'll probably make another $10,000 in online pledges before we close the books on the fund drive. I don't know what local management's plan is to make it up because of the windfall bequest revenue that we had this spring. It won't introduce any cash flow challenges in the foreseeable future. Michael, how about LA?
LA has extended its fund drive. We're continuing at least this rest of this week through Friday because it was very far below a goal. I was in the phone room several days last week. The responses were coming in fairly slowly. I think by close to the end of last week, we were hardly over the halfway mark towards the goal. They were having about $70,000 days. And I think it might even be extended into June. I'm not sure about that. So I think this reflects the fact that we had the emergency fund drive at KPFK in April. And so a lot of people did donate then, contribute, and particularly sign up as sustainers, although not enough to make up the difference, but I think that did then mean that the regular May drive, we've already tapped a good deal of the support that might would be there. So As I say, the drive is extended through this week, and often, you know, it does pick up towards the end, historically, at KPFK. But I don't have the exact figures to give you, because that hadn't been forwarded to me. And there's a lot else going on at the station, as you know. It's been, you know, in the process of June 1st, we'll have a new manager in, and so that's going on.
KPFT, Bill?
Okay, sorry, take some minute to unmute.
Oh, you got to take yourself off mute.
Yes, right. The last update I have was from our development director before she went on vacation. After, at the end of the fund drive, we had gotten to 83% of our goal, so it was a little better than I was predicting at the last meeting. Things picked up a little bit in the last week. There may have been a few more, you know, pledges that came in online after that. That usually happens, but it's close to 83%, 84%. And on another update from KPFT, Dwayne told me last week that he is hopeful that he would be able to order a new transmitter this week for KPFT. I'm not exactly sure what he was doing to arrange the rest of the financing, but he was looking at some options on that too.
Okay, WTFW.
This is Tony. We finished the drive. We're kind of low. I think we're at a little about 50%. But we may have to extend. We're doing the stall extension this week. We'll see how that goes. Well, that's pretty much all. We just had a new term change in interim CM, so I'll see if whether or not they're going to extend it further. But we were at about 50% of our goal.
When were you originally scheduled to end?
We're supposed to end, I think, Friday.
All right, WBAI, Arpong.
Okay. All right, we, at WBAI, I have the first 22 days of this particular thon. The goal is $470,500. After 22 days, total tally to date is $237,318, so we're off by about $103,000. This comes out to... Where is it? This comes out to a little under 11,000 a day at this point in time. And this is, you know, it's not going that well. So we're going to have to see what will happen. That's all I can say. We're at 22 days in. We're 103 grand off, and we're not supposed to be going for that much longer. In the past, we have extended when this sort of thing has happened. So that may happen. We don't know. That's it.
I may have missed your math there. You said you've raised 237 of 475, and that leaves you 103 off?
That's what it's looking like in the spreadsheet.
Meaning 103 off where you'd want to be at this point to be on track.
Okay, at 22, yes. At 22 days in, yes. Yeah, not off the 470-500. Yeah, so we should be at what, about 340 at this point, and we're at 237 at this point. Again, we've got some more days to go here, and you know, again, it may be an extension.
Got it. And John, I'll ask you, because you're probably the only one to ask. The archive was budgeted to hold a National Day of Fundraising this spring that they haven't done yet. Do you know anything about their plans?
I do not. I had some conversations with Brian, but talking about some different ideas about raising some additional money for the archive, but the fund drive per se, no, we didn't talk about that.
Michael, I'll look back on the stack for a second.
Sure, we'll take a round of questions on this before we get into budget preparation. I'll take Michael to stack. Anyone else with questions?
Or Paul?
I've got Michael.
Question I wanted.
Or Paul, hold on a second. Anyone else to stack? Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, it wasn't a question. I wanted to add that we have succeeded at KPFK in reverting to using volunteers on the phone room instead of the call service, and the phone room volunteers enter the data directly into Chromebooks or other computers, so that we're getting all the information we need to process the credit card payments or bank card payments immediately and check if they're accurate. And so that's been a big improvement in under that process. That's separate from the question of how much we're bringing in the plugins, but I think it's going to reduce the cost of the fund drive going forward, and eventually will, you know, make the whole record keeping and membership process a lot easier. I just wanted to mention regarding the TRA, since you did bring it up, I don't have any data on that, but they've had two recent very positive developments. There was a called Blank on Blank. It's a PBS animation series, kind of, and they animated a PRA interview with John Coltrane regarding Malcolm X and other issues and you know, music and liberation. And that's been widely, you know, featured in social media, and then the PRA has followed up with an offer to, you know, sell CDs of the full interview and other material from John and Alice Coltrane. And then coming up in July here, there's the Grand Performances in Big Downtown free concert series is doing Watts 50, 50th anniversary of the Watts Uprising, and it specifically says in all that promotion for it that it's based on Pacifica Radio's on-the-ground coverage of the events of Watts in 65.
Okay. Paul?
Okay, Brian, you said there was the KPFA missed a goal. Could you say again how much?
So I should clarify. Management reduced KPFA's goal from what was in its budget, and based on the bequest income we had this spring. And what they reduced it to was $580,000, with the goal of shrinking the fund draft to 2.5 weeks. And they did end at 2.5 weeks, but we are currently 58,000 short of that goal.
Okay, and on WPFW, the on-air fundraiser has finished at 50%, or it is almost done at 50%?
I would say almost done at 50%.
Almost done. Okay, so it's almost done, and it's only done 50%. So you're, what, 90% done, and you've only raised 50% of goal? Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'll have to check to see if they're going to extend it this week. I'm not sure about that. It probably will.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions before we move on to budget prep?
Adriana,
anyone else? Okay, we'll close this stack after Adriana. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to know, because we have from some of the station the figures about the pledges. Do any of the stations have the percentage that they really collect already? Because normally, you know,
it's called
the percentage of the fulfillment is not the same like the pledge. Do we have it?
I think she's asking about fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael, to the stack.
Well, so we have, Adriana, we have historic fulfillment rates. Because some people only pay in installments, you could say what the rate is on a given drive until 12 months out from it.
Well, I think...
So are you asking about these most recent drives, or...
Right, exactly. That's what I'm asking, because normally we, before we always, when we receive our fundraise numbers, normally at the end we have the percentage of fulfillment, and you know, I'm interested to know if we, if that, because historically I'm comparing how that changed. I want to know if we have it, if any of the station has.
KPFA hasn't finished entering data entry on all the pledges yet, so we wouldn't have a fulfillment rate yet. I don't think we've done our final credit card batch. Anybody? Does anybody else? Well, KPFK is still fundraising. Do you know about KPFK, Bill? Sorry, who's trying to speak?
I was John. Never mind. I need to learn the etiquette of these things. I'll be quiet.
Go ahead. You have more information than most of us.
Well, it's not information, just the observation that for Adriana's benefit, that fulfillment, typically, you really can't get an accurate figure until at least the second or third billing that or reminder that go out to people who made pledges. So even a month after the campaign, you don't have a truly accurate picture. You have a better picture, but the best picture usually 3 months or slightly or beyond that. To be able to give an accurate indication of how much fulfillment you have from a drive. If you get 85 to 90% fulfillment, that's doing really, really, really well.
Michael Lissick.
Go ahead, Michael.
As I mentioned, KPFK did an emergency drive in April and emphasized sustainers, which of course means monthly giving, and the figures on that, I think, were about something over $100,000 was pledged in that way, and you know, kind of pacing out at about $11,000 a month. I'm not sure if the first month had actually come in at that point or not, or if that was just a projection. But there was a lot more pledging there that was not for premiums, and you know, full payment for premiums if they were chosen. So I suspect we're going to have a higher fulfillment rate than we've had for a while. But I have to say, as I say, we are entering all the credit card information directly as we get it and checking to make sure that it's actually valid. So we've, you know, been able to correct for some of those errors a lot faster. But I agree, it's going to take a few months to see what actually comes in, as you know, a lot of even the credit card pledges are, you know, monthly for a year, or, you know, for three payments and so on. So,
and was your new data entry system in place for the April drive?
Yes, it was, but we didn't have the full volunteer. It was more internalized with staff and some volunteers from the LSB to make sure we got the kinks out, and we're trying to write kind of a manual for the volunteers to come in. So this is the first one with a lot of listening volunteers coming in. And the other thing, of course, that people in the membership department are still kind of wrapped up with you know, the drive itself, so we haven't seen the MEMSIS report of, you know. That usually shows, you know, what's coming from previous drives over this month and next month and so on.
All right. And let's go to our round on budget preparation.
Normally, Dean have more information about the station than me. Do you have those numbers? I understand how that works. No doubts about it. But, you know, give me an idea, because I can see how it's working during the different, with all the menses, you know, information. That's why I want to know how is the percent of fulfillment that we have now. I know what happened later. I don't have any doubts about how the system works, but I'm curious about how is the percent of fulfillment for KPFB now.
You mean, like, compared to, at this point, in previous fund drives?
No, it is asset, because normally when we receive the fund drive, the fund drive information at the end has the percentage of fulfillment. Normally, he received the entire file. I want to know if he has those numbers.
Bill?
No, I don't have any information on fulfillment, and I've never received information on fulfillment right after fund drives are over. I did get from our development director, who's also the fund drive coordinator, some spreadsheets on, actually they weren't spreadsheets, but tables on fulfillment rates for the last four fund drives, and I passed them out at the March local finance committee meeting. Adriana got a copy of that too, but it doesn't have anything on this fund drive we just finished. And I don't know about anything about fulfillment for that yet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Let's do a round on budget preparation. KPFKA will be quick because Barbara Whipperman's not in the call and I haven't been involved with it at all. Nothing has made its way to the local board yet. Michael?
Step A was to meet with the treasurers and outline budget development process. So we did have a meeting here. I met with Raul and also the interim business manager and part-time business manager at the station and the interim general manager. And at that time, we had the data through April, I believe, March or April. And Raul kind of gave them a template to try to actually revise the current fiscal year's budget for the remaining of the year to try to bring it to balance and then use that as the basis for an initial proposal for 2016. But we haven't received that any further changes in that from management yet. Local Finance Committee did meet subsequent to that meeting. We were hoping to see that document but didn't have it. We did have the actuals through April, I believe, which showed us a little bit ahead of budget of so far for this fiscal year in terms of listener support or total income, but well over budget for the expenses, and we were supposed to be cutting the budget, not exceeding the budget, obviously, on expenses. So the priorities, I think, at that point became to balance the budget to pay off debt from previous years and to pay off the unfulfilled premiums, which is a continuing problem here that people make pledges, and then we're not in a position to actually get the materials they've been promised in return for their pledges until the next fund drive. So we have a meeting of the local station board this month scheduled for June 17th. I should say the local board failed to make quorum at three successive meetings, one in April and two in May. So I'm hopeful that we'll have quorum at the June meeting. And I have asked to schedule an initial discussion of, the budget priorities and expectations for the next fiscal year at that meeting. But that's where it stands at this point.
Okay, Houston?
Oh. Okay, thank you. We've had a couple of meetings. The first for our local budget committee, the one in April did not make quorum, but we did start discussing budget priorities, and I collected a list of priority items from different people on the committee and others on the LSB. We discussed those at the April meeting, the May meeting of our local committee, but the committee really spent all of its time discussing just one of those budget items, the budget priorities, so didn't really discuss the others or prioritize them at all. And incidentally, that one, I don't know if any of the other stations or if it's of interest, was a suggestion by the chair of our LSB to cut funding for the local news. And so there was quite a bit of discussion about that. Not sure what's going to happen with that. Our GM is sort of opposed to that. He thinks it's not necessary in order to balance the budget, but the committee did approve a motion to do that cut. But we'll have to wait and see what the budgets look like after our GM and business manager complete putting everything together next month. So that's where we are right now.
Washington. Marcus isn't on the call, so I think that puts you in the hot seat, Tony.
We're going through transition here. No, we haven't had an opportunity to meet our local finance committee, and I think Marcus might even be stepping down, so we're in the process of even dealing with that issue. So we haven't had the opportunity to get together and outline our budget process, particularly with the new change with the IGM. So within the next, probably we'll work all that out within the next 30 days. We'll have another LSB meeting. We'll know for sure what's going on.
And Paul, New York.
Okay. We have been having a problem. We've been having a problem with meeting because, as it turns out, the building where BAI is currently located, BAI this month has moved everything into 388 Atlantic Avenue. So we're in one place. Unfortunately, it's certainly not wheelchair accessible in the evenings, it seems. And there's been some back and forth here. The landlord said we could use the first floor, but it would cost $500 a night, which I don't think is a good idea. So I have sent out an email to the general manager trying to see when he can meet with us, and we should be having an LSB meeting on June 10th, and one way or another, we should be having the local finance committee meetings in June. I am hoping that we can get information from the general manager and that we can somehow, you know, get these meetings to happen and get the information. And that's where it is so far.
May I make a comment, please?
Go ahead, John.
We're paying very close attention to this WBAI access issue. There are several things pertaining to building code and the need for it to have 24-hour access via the elevator that is absolutely, we're paying attention to this. And I think there's going to be a careful review of the lease and to get some alterations made to address those issues. But I can't give you any more details at this point because I know the discussions are still underway, but it is completely unacceptable not to have handicapped access to the station while it's on the air, which is 24 hours a day.
Thank you.
Great.
You're welcome.
And, John, on budgeting, we're in a bit of a conundrum, which is that you've just lost Raul, but in the budgeting process we normally go through, we kind of need the national office to go first because
yes.
We set this central services rate based on the national office's need. And then the station's budget around what their obligations will be on that front. So do you have any idea what a realistic budget production timeline for you all might look like?
Well, I will talk with Efren. He's still here. As soon as we get off this call and ask him how close we are to that kind of an estimate. I suspect that it's not going to be difficult to come up with a figure fairly quickly. I just am completely at a blank and a loss myself at this point. But I can get that information
okay.
And perhaps email it to Brian, to you, and you can pass it on to the rest of the committee, if that's helpful.
That would be great. And
okay.
Also, we will need a budget from the Pacifica Radio Archive, and we have much the same issue. A portion of their budget comes from a national levy on the stations. So the stations will need to know what they're budgeting around.
Got it. So for both from the national office and the PRA, got it?
Yeah, and they have their own business manager, but we always have a little bit of a communication gap with them because they don't have a representative on this committee.
Uh-huh.
But they should have the staff capacity to produce a budget without any assistance.
Got it. Let me check into it and I'll get back to you.
Great. Okay. Any questions on budgets before we move on?
Yes, Michael Levick. It would be
Michael,
helpful.
Anyone else?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Michael.
It would be helpful in addition to, getting the. I did ask at our local finance committee meeting if we could get the audited 2013 again, the unaudited but finalized 2014 to look at along with the current 2015. Prepare the fiscal year 2016. So if there is a finalized or close to a finalized 2014 that's going to go to the auditors, or as soon as we do have something that they think they can send to the auditors, if that could be shared with the treasurers, that would be helpful. And the other thing that would be useful is, I haven't seen, I don't know if other stations have or not, but we haven't received a cash flow, only kind of a P&L. So if you can see a cash flow for the current fiscal year, that would also help a great deal.
I can hear John scribbling on his to-do list.
Yeah, I'm meeting with Armenino, as I mentioned earlier, tomorrow, and that's actually right on the list of things about the status of the 2014 audit. I think it's fairly close.
Good, thank you.
Okay. Next on our agenda is the question of the two items that I took the liberty of putting our agenda, that both of which have been waiting for some time at the National Board, but I suspect we will actually have time to get to them at our in-person meeting, which is about 3 weeks away. So I thought this committee should at least have a chance to weigh in on them if it wants to. They're both quite lengthy, and I only sent them out 20 minutes before the meeting. So if someone wants to table them or postpone them to our meeting 2 weeks from now, that would also give the committee time to weigh in before the PNB meets. Does anybody have a preference?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
What's that, Michael?
I was saying that you're saying table them, and then the meeting would be over, or?
Yeah, well, I'm saying that's an option for the committee, because I sprung them on you with very little notice,
mm-hmm.
which I am cognizant of.
Bill,
so we could roll up our sleeves and discuss them.
And Bill,
go ahead, Adriana. Go ahead, Bill. Sorry, go ahead, Adriana.
Okay,
you can't go ahead at once.
Okay. You know, I think that this, we can spend a little bit of time in this one. My motion specifically, I presented in October of last year. And obviously, you see for the times there that we need to change the date. That sounds so difficult, so strange, that we need to make new motions and try to force what our bylaws said about it. But I think that it's about time that we start enforcing the bylaws, and this is one of the ideas. I prefer if we can talk about that in this meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Bill?
Thank you. Well, I was going to suggest we might help if the people motivate their motions, but I think we should postpone voting on them until the next meeting, but it might be helpful to hear what Adriana and Serene have to say about the motions, and we might have a little discussion before we postpone it. But I'd like to study both of them in more detail.
Okay, well, we certainly have room for discussion tonight. Is there anybody who does not equipped with a computer that they can read these motions on at the moment? Okay, good. Then you should all have them. Adriana, do you want to start off by motivating your motion? That's the first one we have on the agenda.
Chair?
Yes, our Paul.
Shouldn't we read them for the stream?
Yeah.
They're quite lengthy. Would you like to give us a dramatic rendition?
Well, why don't you do it?
Because I'm not the secretary. I didn't ask for it.
All right, so you want me to read this. Let me get some water in me first. Okay, so I'll read it. A, first motion, LSB review budget motion. Whereas Pacifica's units have allowed little to no reserve in their budgets, and whereas closely tracking the quarterly status of each unit is particularly imperative at this time, I move that, this is from Adriana Kasanov, per the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, Item A, that LSBs, quote, review and approve that station's budget and make quarterly reports to the Foundation's Board of Directors regarding the station's budget, actual income, and expenditures, unquote. The PNB directs the LSBs to make their quarterly budget, actual income, and expenditures reports to the PNB quarterly, starting with the first quarter of FY 2015. The period between October 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2014 to be provided to the PNB no later than January 15th, 2015, and for quarters in FY 2015 and quarterly during all fiscal years thereafter, where such quarterly reports are to be provided no later than 2 weeks after the end of each quarter. In order for the LSPs to comply with their duties per the bylaws, the executive director slash interim executive director shall direct the general manager, GM slash IGM, of each station to produce and send to their LSPs an electronic file of the budget draft at least 3 days in advance of the meeting during which the LSP is scheduled to approve the budget. The ED slash IED shall also direct the GM's IGMs to send an electronic file of the station's LSP-approved budget to the NFC with a carbon copy to the respective LSP within 3 days of approval, as well as an electronic file of the station's NFC-approved budget to the station's LSP within 3 days of its approval. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the general manager's interim general manager's performance review by the LSB and PNB. The NFC shall also review the PNO, Pacific National Office, and its unit's budgets quarterly as well. The CFO shall send an electronic file to the PNO's and its unit's budget drafts to the NFC with a CC to the executive director, interim executive director, within 3 days prior to being presented to the NFC for approval, and an electronic file of the PNOs and its units' NFC-approved budgets to the PNB within 3 days of its approval. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the CFO's performance review by the PNB. That's the first motion. Do I leave it at that or read the second one as well?
Oh, yes, let's do them one at a time.
Okay, yes.
Rest your voice. Have some water. Adriana.
Yes. As I said before, and you can see it because it didn't happen. If I just said that we should, but we are almost at the end, no, almost. We finished the second quarter of 2015 budget, 2015 fiscal year, and we don't have, and not only from my station, from any station, the LSE or the PNB doesn't have the quarterly report. If we cannot make the quarterly report that the bylaws make us or said that we should, I think that it's time that we have some teeth. And that means we put the obligations, you know, not on the volunteers, we put the obligation on the employees that are being paid to do that job. And then the LSE can do their jobs and send it to the PNB, and the PNB can approve or see very clearly how the situation is. I mean, if this was enacted when I put it on in October, we will not have the problems that we are having now if the audit is the things are ready or not for an audit, because should be quarterly sold in every station. I mean, I don't know of any corporation, for profit or not profit, that worked this way, where you need to beg the employees to produce the financial records that the executive director and the PMB need and the CFO to make decisions for the foundation. It's ridiculous. We need to start doing this the way that should, and I think that this is a good start. Thank you.
Okay, I'll take a stack on discussion. And, you know, the National Finances Committee to the Pacifica Board on this could be to approve it as is, to approve it with modifications, or to reject it. So any discussion along those lines would be welcome at this point. Anybody to snack?
Bill.
I've got Bill. Who else?
Or Paul.
Oh, Paul. Who else?
Michael.
All right, go ahead. Michael, who else? All right, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you. You know, I tend to agree with Adriana that I think we need better information, quarterly updates at least. I think the NFC needs it as well as the PNB. In fact, probably the NFC needs it perhaps even more because we're usually the ones that spend more time looking over and reviewing the numbers, but I agree the PNB should have it. I think there's some clarifications needed, though. I'm not exactly sure what she's getting at. In the last paragraph, it talks about the unit's budget drafts, and I'm not sure if this is has to do with the quarterly information, or if you're, or if, Adrian, or if you're talking about quarterly updates of the other financial reports. Because we really need more complete financial reports regularly. I mean, we need profit loss, you know, statement of operations, which is lists revenue and expenses. We need cash flow reports, especially projections, so we can get some idea if we have enough money to pay bills coming up in the next few months. And we need, we need to know our overall financial status as at least quarterly, I think. And I'm not quite sure if you want to clarify that, Adriana.
Yes. I mean, in this case, I'm talking about the budget. And when I say they are the units, I'm talking about the Pacifica National Office plus the PRI, the Pacifica Radio Archive, of those issues. That is exactly what we are talking about, the budget that the National Finance Committee, you know, approve and send to the PMB. And it's not that I'm inventing anything. The first paragraph explains what our bylaws, the Pacifica Foundation bylaws said. And that has to go to the Foundation Board of Directors. When I'm talking about the PMB and its units, I'm talking about the units that depend to the Pacifica National Office. Obviously, the CFO need to be sure that she sent those electronic files to the National Finance Committee and to the, obviously, all will go to the PMB. But basically, I don't want to mix what is the CFO other obligations, because that's very clear in the job description. But this specific motion talk about budget motions. The NSB reviewing the budget motions and send it quarterly to the PMB. Then everybody will know where the foundation is standing financially. That is exactly the idea.
Oh, okay, can I speak again?
No, Bill, you'll have to get to the bottom of the stack.
Okay, we'll put you back on.
But you can speak again.
Yeah.
And Adriana, I just I want to clarify, the deadlines here, do they apply just to budget preparation, or are you intending them to apply to production of a quarterly budget versus actual income statements as well?
I'm sorry, I was mute. I'm talking about the quarterly reports that obviously what that does. We know that every business manager in every station know at the end of the quarter how they are compared, right, because we have budgeted before. And that's what we need, because then that will give us time. If something needs to be corrected, we will have time. If we're waiting now, nobody sends the report on time, the LSB doesn't do the job, the PMB cannot, you know, doesn't have the information, the CFO doesn't have it, the executive director neither. Well, the result is we don't know where we are
standing. I gotcha. Our Paul is next on stack. And then I have Michael, and I'll add myself before we go to round two, where Bill is at the top. Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay. I agree that we are in dire need of the financial information in a timely way. We've been in need of this for quite some time, and we haven't had it for quite some time. I don't know that this motion really makes any difference, though. You know, for one thing, we have some stations that don't have a business manager. We have some stations that have people, you know, some people are catching up from things that have happened in the past. Some stations have one person doing doing everything on a piece of software that doesn't really link into the rest of Pacifica. All sorts of things happen with this, and while it would be wonderful if we could really get a handle on things, I've been hollering for, you know, cash flows for quite a while, because that really tells us a lot of, you know, the big things that are looming. But I don't see that the motion really can do stuff. I mean, Adriana said this would put teeth into something. I don't think it has any teeth, because what are you going to do when, you know, well, we'll do something about the business manager at that station. Oh, but there is no business manager at that station.